Did you have some other matters? There was something about learning a request so we can get it taken care of. We had a very disorganized affair here these past few days with white knights. It seems Bruce capable of the most kind of pet. Just absolutely groundless involving Tim, because I looked at there was nothing whatsoever to your allegations. It all started by your demand on our radio that you talk in the middle of our crises, that you're going to have to talk to Shonda. And apparently she has made some decision, contrary to even our counsel, that she wants to call it quits. Now, and I can understand that by reading this kind of tripe that you put out. This is ridiculous. Where have you been all your days, son? Where have you been? This is juvenile. This letter is just filled with all kinds of juvenile shit. I don't think we have to review it all. What you and Tim have been doing, and so forth and so on. They've been doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. But what were you doing? You see, then you opened the cauldron. We started looking. We find Karen Lindo says that you and she have been doing considerable. You were projecting on others what you were doing yourself.
Who did that?
Why would you personally, Bruce? You know, a guy, you know, Tim. You run with Tim a little bit. You're friends with him. Why would you try to put a bad light on him?
It was my paranoia. What people were telling me when I was in Georgetown, and
I checked that out. I read your letter. I took it, checked it with Ava. She didn't say what you said. She said, I checked every fact that you said here. Apparently, you. And then I called on the floor, Sean Terry, and Shantiki, and Kim Yunai, and they both denied it.
All right there, speak up, come on.
I know when you was pissed off because you had to stay 2 weeks, and you wanted me to reassure Shonda that you was still with her on that. And I said, some came up with rumors back about Shonda and Tim, and I said, if you're going to go by the rumors, they are so old, and the reason why you was pissed off because Shonda didn't tell you about them, and the reason why Shonda didn't tell you about them because they're not even true. And then you, in the letter, you just, you know, I think you exaggerated a little bit about me.
A little bit. Now, wait. Now, hold it. Now,
I mean,
hold it. Hold it. You people said you denied it all.
I did.
You denied every bit of it.
Yeah, I am.
Because I want to. I do clearly remember that. He's done enough, from what I heard from your brother.
First of all, what I want to say to you, look at me, blood. As I lost a lot of disrespect for you at the time when me and we went to the party and I was going, Angela, and I went home and you went upstairs after the party and you started kissing her, and later you told me, fuck her. I lost a lot of disrespect there. But that's secondary. First of all, I didn't think it was right for you to grip dad through the shit after he's going through the shit with our parents, so-called parents, that you put him through that kind of shit.
Hold it.
Get up.
I don't believe that one now.
don't anybody strike a blow unless you're instructed to. Nobody.
Get some cold call.
Let me say something there. First of all, you shouldn't have never put that through fucking shit.
Now, don't do that no more.
First of all, you shouldn't have never put dad through the shit, all the fucking shit our parents is calling him. You should have been in Georgetown work instead of fucking around. But still, you shouldn't have said. I said, you shouldn't have put dad through that fucking shit, blood. A man in the sea shining when we in Christ. Oh, shit, hold it. Shut up, huh? A man in the sea shining when we in a crisis situation. Shit, that's why your fucking ass don't lose. You lost it. Because you're so fucking insecure. All them fucking bitches being your motherfucking face all the time. All them bitches that you told me that being your motherfucking face. You ought to call him up because they're responsible for your shit. Instead of being in there working. You know?
Everything he said is true, but I did the battle, and Kim did tell me that there was rumors going on that we were supposed to be breaking up, and she was supposed to be going with Tim, and then Shantiki did tell me that that she heard that we were supposed to be breaking up too. It's all juvenile, but.
He was obviously juvenile. Sandy had some other consensual arrangement. He has an entirely different arrangement. There was nothing there. If you'd been very observant and so totally not caught up in your paranoia, you'd have found out the facts.
What right did you have to really be right? Do you have to hold any strings to her anyway when you were fucking around? What right do you have to have one standard for her?
Shout. Don't shout
and something
out.
Else for you.
Don't shout out as an audience.
Bruce, you really got your...
Can somebody get us something wet? Go ahead.
Bruce, I am sick and tired of every time, even if I pass by Tim, if I look at him, you got something to say. I'm always messing around with him. And you, all the goddamn time, you all...
No, I said I want no more of this popping now. The damn people stop this popping. No more popping. I mean no popping. No more popping. I'm telling you, folks. You know we got. He may deserve his popping. You got Soviet guests here.
I'm sorry, but Bruce, all this fucking time you talking about me, you so true, and I'm the one who messing around, and you messing around with Karen. I mean, you are so damn low. I don't see how low you can't get any lower. You, Mr. Good, you never come off bad. Your whole life is phony. You need to get serious and second that's secondary, but the first thing it is with your mom. If you would have known what we was going through out here, then maybe you would have been a little more considerate about the shit with about everything. Fuck it, because it's over with me and you. I want you to know that. You, Mr. Saint, Mr. Gittin, and fucking, I'm everybody around here. So it's over. Okay, not everybody, but you've been messing around with a lot of girls.
Yes.
And you swore you didn't touch Karen. Karen was the one coming on to you.
What about this, Karen? What was this arrangement between you?
No, the thing was between me and Bruce. It was always Bruce coming. It was all Bruce coming to me, and it was me just going along with it all the time. And Bruce would always tell me when Shonda was going back into Georgetown, and when she got here just this last time, he'd say how he was missing me and how when he was with Shonda, he was wishing he was with me and stuff. He just always said this kind of stuff, and then just before he left this last time, he was telling me how it was going to be over and stuff, and that he really liked Ashanda and stuff. That's what he just said just before he went to Georgetown this last time.
I want you to know that it is too late. Your shit has been going on too long with other ladies, 5 and 6 on the side, but it's ended now. And I hope every other sister know Bruce's games.
Yes.
Tell me how you came to go with your brother's girlfriend, though. That came out of this catharsis. How'd that come?
Well,
just tell me how. Why would you do that to your brother?
Because it was 6 years ago, he knew that I was really, really liking the girl, and she went with him because he was prettier than me. That's what she told me, and that really, really hurt my ego. So then when he quit her, I was still liking her.
You had quit her?
No, he had. See, she never would go with me because she said that she wished that I had Billy's looks, but my mind and she said she was just. So she went with Billy. It was this was 6 years ago, and she went with Billy.
Let me ask one question so we can understand something.
This was exactly the same second I said we was going out a party, and what happened was I went out to party and I walked down the stairs to the house, right? So I saw, turned around and saw Bruce walking with her. So I said, I'm going to see how my brother is, right? So when I went in the door, as I walked upstairs, I came back out the stairs, and I went upstairs, and that's when I saw him. This is the exact same second, you know, and I felt that was kind of shitty, even though it was 6 years ago, but it still carries on. I still lost a lot of respect for you for that. And, you know, right at the same second, yes.
You quit him.
Oh, yeah, at the party, that second, yes.
You quit at the party, and then he fucked you right after.
The minute, yes. This is at the party.
After the fact, did you quit her after the fact? After you found them doing that, you know?
No. Before.
Heard it. We was breaking up. I mean, it was your thing. Oh shit!
I don't excuse Bruce's action here. But didn't you know Bruce was with her? Well, don't you owe some allegiance to your sister?
That's one allegiance that never has been with sisters. They don't. They're not emancipated enough to see that without solidarity, the same problem we have with we who are black and Indian. There is no solidarity. Your very best friend will do it and undercut. And until people realize the necessity for that kind of solidarity, we will never overcome. That's why women are shit on to this day, and you shit on each other. Well, that's your marital situation is between you and he to decide. I would not base your marital separation on as a sexual embarrassment. If you are finished with his relationship based on something else, fine. But this is the way the game goes. This is standard. This is standard practice. It's going to have to stop, or everyone give the same license, and there oughtn't to be this juvenile browbeating of her. If she'd had an affair, she had every right to an affair, because you ding-dong her. So I understand, not by public testimony, but what she told me privately, that you ding-donged her every damn day about Tim. How was it? What was it? What was it like? And this kind of shit.
No, Dad, no. No, I didn't. How was it? No, I did not do that.
Well, this is certainly a lot of preoccupation with Tim here, son. Got to get on this radio right now. And want to go to. I'm sure you didn't just develop that preoccupation overnight. This is in your own handwriting.
The idea for you to go through this kind of stuff when we're in the middle of a white night, we're trying to get some things straight, and you're going to put all this kind of, you know, that you got to do.
And they're trying to kidnap you in the town, and I needed you, or you needed your function. But I would have brought you back anyway under the circumstance. I'd have brought you back. Can't be dependable. You say I've got to talk to you. This letter doesn't sound like you're preoccupied with anything but your relationship. And a very possessive way of talking about it. It's bullshit for a person who's been in socialism as long as you. And I want to clear the air of a lot of things. Is it true that when your parents offered you both a car, that you took the car and Billy would not take the car?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Took the money and told him he wanted the money to go to the cause, and they wouldn't give it, and you still took a car from them?
Dad, I bought that car with my own money. I bought the car with my own money. I lied about it, but I bought the car with my own money.
What you told me is what you told me. Don't say nothing. That mom and grandmother told you. Don't tell me nothing. You got and you bought the car, and that's been the case all through the years. Like you bought buying suits, and I said I don't want none of that shit. That's been the case all through the years. And you told me that grandma and mom got together and said, "Don't tell me nothing about it," and bought you the car. And just before he was left, he's gonna get another Firebird.
It has been true that all our life that Billy has been way more principled than me. That he would never accept money from. He would every money he gave him, he would turn into the cause. Every time he offered to buy him stuff, he would say no. That he wanted to go, he had to go to church. He had to go on security. He would never ever accept nothing from him. It would always be me that would, when they offered it, I would take it. But almost every time he got, he turned into the church there. And, you know, that was myself. But he has been way, way more principled than me.
Yes, and he's more mature and not filled with fear, because he had the confidence to date a practicing and become engaged to a practicing lesbian without being threatened. Here you had nothing to concern yourself until you created the very situation. You set it up. You, out of your own paranoia, you created your own downfall. And here's a young man who, not protected, not sheltered, did the principal thing, who has matured far, far beyond you. You should have broken away from that sick thing that your mother did with you. And enough to see her hatred. Now they're involved in sending mercenaries to get you, and you saw them approach you in the building. You know what the paper says? That the mercenaries are to come to get you dead or alive, to take you by force. Well, you know it now. And they're involved in that. Stone's involved in that. Ponce's. Lewis is whatever. What's the name of the man? I don't want to keep calling him Ponce. Ponce is his name? Don. These are wicked people. And I did put my life on the line for you, and I didn't appreciate this. You got to get on the radio, and you did come to that radio requiring, right in the middle of our crisis, to talk. And we were hardly able to have radio contact. We were barely able to get out the minimal communications necessary for our survival. And this letter is demanding that she talk to you on the radio. And you did come to the radio, son, and tried to take up precious time until they just wouldn't agree to it. Is that correct?
Dad, when I came to radio, it was... Debbie, who was doing the radio, called people down at the time so she thought people can talk. I never demand.
It says so here.
That's not true.
What I want to ask.
What's that?
It's not true because we had been cut off from radio for... Oh, I'm sorry. We had been cut off from radio, and you came down, and you wanted to say hello. We hadn't even been able to communicate one day, and you came down. I know, but you didn't even think about the fact that we hadn't even had any communication. You wanted to talk to Shauna.
I can understand that you might be a little afraid that she might find out what you've been doing. You know, you were left there in Georgetown.
Well, it is. His letter's not even humble about what he was doing. He was wanting to find out right now what she and Tim was doing, as if it were fact, law, and gospel. And have me chasing all around here. It isn't if it were true. It is written as if it is fact.
Because he cares about each and every one of us. He cares about you, Sean, and the whole thing. We'll get to the bottom of it. And so in the middle of all this stuff, he'll put down stuff that he should be concerned about. Don't put this in the middle, all right? He'll put down stuff that he shouldn't be concerned about.
Right.
No.
That's true.
Please make sure Jimmy talks to his dad about me coming back for practice for the show. He'll know what I'm talking about. And I asked Jim, and he said there was no such arrangement. Trying to get. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean shh. This thing doesn't act like it's worth anything at this moment, is it? Okay, fine. That's good. You know what I'm talking about. You see, I was forced by your hand when I needed someone to relieve. How long is Ricky? Yeah, they've been in there. But I was thinking, Bobby Stroud. How long? 3 months. 4 months? 5 months? And you can't be in there a few days and you're trying to arrange to get your ass out of there when you could have been with your mind on helping so that my procurement could have gone on. This letter's very demanding to get back here, right? Yes, this is your writing.
Yes, Dad.
I would think that you would have felt every urgency because I put my life square ass on the line for you. Square ass on the line. That I can well remember. I said they couldn't have you. And by God, there was a court order to say otherwise. And if they'd invoked the court order, I'd have died out here. And you're caught up in this kind of bullshit. And every time you try to possess someone, son, you lose them. You can't do it. Sooner or later, it happens.
Dad, I am wife had taken up your time, Dad, and the letter was very possessive, and that I was trying to cover my ass for things that I had been doing, and, you know, and I deserve whatever discipline or the crew, whatever.
Worst discipline. How are you going to act?
Yes, Dad.
Do you believe that? Do you believe she's saying what she means?
Yes, Dad.
I hope so, Bruce.
I do.
I mean, and it's not over no sexual thing about you just doing it. I'm just tired of your bullshit all along. You lie so good. I'm just tired of being questioned about Tim. You're not trusting me the whole stuff. So that's it.
I know.
Go ahead.
I know I have been really possessive, and I know after that I deserve it, because, you know, after my mom did that shit, I just became really, you know, I just clung on to Shonda, and I just became really possessive with her. So, it's like I said, every time
you transferred from a manipulative woman and tried to make one out of a socialist woman, you had a manipulative mother who spoiled you, retarded you, held you back. And no, you couldn't possibly expect Shonda to develop that kind of character, because she was a rule of ruin type. Anybody that tries to get you killed don't give a shit about you. You got a few dollars out of her, and you feel guilt about that. Your brother did the right thing. He grows to such confidence that I'm sure he would not be disturbed who he saw talking with Cynthia. Any young man that can have that kind of integrity to not be disturbed, because so many men are bothered, although all women appreciate other women.
All women admire other women.
Sisters. And so he feels confident that he can have a relationship where women have been openly hostile or intention.
Because you have stayed fixated on that woman
who's trying to destroy you. She wasn't emancipating you. She wanted a little boy, and that's what she got. And then you try to transfer that to a young woman, a socialist, mature woman, who has been one of our best young black leaders. You ought to know that shit wouldn't go. And it's so hypocritical. If you were so insecure with her, why did you, the moment she got gone, want to take on with this woman?
You answer Dad, but I also want to say you owe something to her.
It was the same insecurity.
It's strange, though. It's a stupid way to get secure. How do you think you're going to get secure with her by going to bed with her? And you must have a high degree of narcissism and arrogance that you didn't think that shit wouldn't get out on you. It always gets out. But you were pretty sure. This letter doesn't show them. You weren't worried about this hitting the fan. All you worried about that she and Tim might be doing something. But you weren't worried. You were confident you had this woman in your control.
Yes, Dad.
Why?
I just didn't think it would get out.
It's a high degree of narcissism.
It's true, Dad.
It's a pimp mentality. You can use both of these women at the same time and still move on to something else if you wanted to. You thought.
Well, now your life has started, son. You've lost a good woman. What's now? Where are you? What you going to do?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're facing this?
Yes, Dad. I owe you a lot, Dad. So just be on my own. Just start working.
Knowing.
You know, there's a lot of people that start bills on credit, not even aiming to pay.
Well put. Don't make announcements on that PA system. Oh, God, do not do that.
But that's on.
Are you sure you don't think like you, maybe you'll be able to manipulate and get back?
I don't.
I would say it's pretty decisive. The counsel I've had, which has been considerable, it's pretty decisive. So you're going to have to pick up the pieces. Where do you want to start?
By